In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in the upper room and filled them with all knowledge and understanding. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, teaches us everything good that we know. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit teaches those who are filled with it is the virtue of discernment. A discernment actually is the salt that is added to every virtue to give it a taste. Discernment is the balance between the extremes in anything that we might be doing. For example, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Christ, spoke about him that he is teaching not on his own authority, but he is teaching what he hears from the Father. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that is all knowledge, yet he still teaches what he hears. It's a balance that shows the humility of this hypostasis of the Father, hypostasis of the Trinity. That the Holy Spirit still hears in order to be able to teach. It's a discernment, a balance that teaches us a lesson, that we sometimes, when we feel or we think of ourselves, that we acquired all knowledge and we do not need anyone else to correct us. Look at the Holy Spirit, who still hears from the Father and teaches what he hears, as if he is lacking knowledge. He still needs to hear it. It's a lesson for us to acquire this humility from the Holy Spirit, that we are all times need to learn, need to know, need to hear. It doesn't matter how old we are, it doesn't matter how much education we acquired or how much knowledge we learned it in our way throughout our journey here on earth. We all need to know more and to be taught from those who may be entrusted over us, and from above all, the Spirit of God who teaches all of us. The Holy Spirit also teaches us the virtue of discernment when we hear that he is to glorify the Son. He is one in essence with the Father and the Son, but still his mission is to do what? To glorify the Son. He is not to do something for his own self, but he is dedicated to glorify the Son in those who believe in him. Imagine now what the Holy Spirit is doing, hearing from the Father, teaching what he hears, and glorifies the Son. Nothing is for himself, not separated from the Father and the Son, dedicated to serving the Son and glorifying him. The Lord said, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Another subject that we also need to meditate upon. Do we live to glorify ourselves, or we are to glorify God who made us in his likeness and image? Maybe the first answer that will come to our minds, yes, we of course will glorify God. Who will glorify himself? But if we look deeply at what we do, and what is the aim of what we do every day, why I do it this way, maybe I have a hidden agenda. Maybe this agenda is hidden from me. I cannot see that all what I am doing in order for at the end of the day to be glorified by others. I make myself in a place of God, and I ask everyone to honor and glorify my ego. Something very scary when we turn from the calling that God called us to serve and glorify him, like the Holy Spirit glorifying the Son, into beings that dare only to gain glorification and vainglory from other men. The Holy Spirit also, teaching us the virtue of discernment, he convicts the world, yet his name is the Comforter. A balance that is actually very difficult to do. How can you be able to do these contradicting deeds with the same efficiency, with a balance in the way you do it? Here the Lord is speaking about the Holy Spirit when he says, it is to your advantage that I go away, For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He is the Helper, the Comforter, and also he is the one who is going to convict and rebuke the world. It's a balance that we need all also to learn it and acquire it. How can we do this with our families, within the group of people whom we care about the most? How can we become for them helpers, a source of comfort, and at the same time that we convict and rebuke those whom we are entrusted to teach and to guide? Sometimes we take extremes. We either are so minded with convicting others and judging them and making them always feel that they are guilty. They are not doing what we are expecting them to do. And the matter of being comforter to others is totally forgotten. On the other hand, sometimes we are all only minded with the issue of being comforter to the degree of maybe spoiling those people whom we are entrusted over them. It's a balance that we need to acquire it and learn it from the Spirit of God, who is the Comforter, the Helper, and yet at the same time, he is also the one who convicts the whole world. The Holy Spirit teaches us also the virtue of discernment. When we know that we so often grieve him, yet he makes intercession for us. He also, St. Paul is speaking to the Romans. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. When we sin, actually, we sin against the Holy Spirit directly, because he is the one who dwells in us. He is watching over our deeds, the secret, the hidden, and the manifest. We still do this, and we maybe blaspheme against, I cannot say this word, blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, but we sin against him, yet still he makes intercession on us. When we stand in prayer, the Spirit of God that is in us, he speaks to the Father on our behalf. How can he do this? Maybe I just insulted the Holy Spirit in me by doing something shameful and against the holiness of the Holy Spirit, yet at the same time, this doesn't hinder him from working on my behalf, to intercede on my behalf. How can we acquire this mindset that maybe I will be insulted by someone, but at the same time, I will be able to love this person and serve him and make intercession on his behalf? How maybe I might hear or I know that someone is conspiring even to hurt me, and I still go to the church and pray on behalf of this particular person? Something that we need to do, we need to learn. It is not optional. It is not luxury. It is not something that's only for certain kind of people. Something is not for all of us. As far as the Spirit of God is likewise, we ought to be like him, because he teaches us how to behave, how to live. How can we do something like this? It's the virtue of discernment and balance and getting over these small things that happen to us every day. The Holy Spirit teaches us discernment also when we know that he is the Spirit of truth, yet he works with sinners who are far from the truth. We lie maybe every day. We lie to others, and sometimes we lie to ourselves. Yet the Spirit of truth is not leaving us and forsaking us because of this. He is not separating himself from us because we do this. Again, it's his nature. Being the Spirit of truth, we go and lie every single day. But he still works with us. Another thing that we learn it from the Spirit of God. Sometimes we feel like I cannot work with those people because we do not match. There is no way we can come together in any setup. As if like being members in Christ, we can, everyone go on his way saying, those people I cannot work with, those people I have nothing to do with. But the Spirit of God teaches us otherwise. He, the Spirit of truth, yes, can work with us when we lie. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of all knowledge and discernment. today when we meditate upon his coming upon the disciples, it's a lesson for all of us to learn from the Spirit of God, how to be discerned, how to balance things, how to go into life with this mindset that everything should be balanced in order to be having a good taste. Let us review how the Holy Spirit teaches us the virtue of discernment. He is all knowledge, yet he teaches what he hears from the Father. He is one in essence with the Father and the Son, yet his mission is to glorify the Son. He convicts the world, yet he is the comforter. We so often grieve him, yet he makes intercession for us. He is the Spirit of truth, yet he works with sinners who are far from the truth. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.